All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 117. All right, no sponsors for today's learning, so we'll get right to it. So the question is, what are you supposed to do if you need to use the bathroom and then right afterwards you're going to have a bread meal? So in terms of washing and brachos, okay, because independently each one requires a washing and a bracha. You use the bathroom, so you wash your hands, you say Asher Yatzer. You're going to have a bread meal, you wash your hands, you say Al Natiel Siadayim. So how are you supposed to do that? Are you supposed to do two different washings? Are you supposed to just combine it into one? All right. So and then, well, if we're going to throw a myth of sorts in here, is there a requirement somewhere in the mix, like after the first washing bracha, before the second one, to dirty your hands by touching your hair, touching your shoes? Is that necessary? Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, in Kuf Samechei Aleph, says to do two washings with two brachos, which is probably just the simplest answer to think of. He says, "Ha'osa tracha v'rotza lachol." You go to the bathroom, and now you want to eat. Yitol beis pa'amim. Wash twice. Al rishon v'varech asher yatzer, v'al shni v'varech l'natiel siadayim. First, you wash and say asher yatzer for having just gone to the bathroom. Then you wash and say al natiel siadayim for the meal that you're about to eat. Seems simple enough. The Mishnah Berurah, however, rejects this, because the Mishnah Berurah says, once you've washed the first time and said asher yatzer, you don't need to wash your hands now a second time. Your hands are, you just wash them. So how can I say an Al Natiel Siadayim on the second washing, which is completely unnecessary? That would make that Al Natiel Siadayim into a bracha levatala. So that's why he doesn't like just automatically like the suggestion of a double washing. We'll see in the end he comes back to that. But at first glance, he's like, how does that add up? Once you've washed for Asher Yatzer the first time, you now no longer need to wash for Al Natiel Siadayim, and therefore you can't make that bracha, because it's a wasted bracha. You make the bracha on Al Natiel Siadayim while washing your hands, but that second washing was nothing. So that's why we're in a bit of a bind. So the Mishnah Berurah then gives three suggestions, all of which he rejects. Okay, so the first suggestion is, what if I just wash one time with a cup and everything, and I just make two brachas back to back? First on the Natiel Siadayim, first Asher Yatzar, then Al Natiel Siadayim, then I go and have my bread amotzi. He says, that's not good, because the Asher Yatzar is now being mafsik between my washing and my Al Natiel Siadayim, and those are supposed to be connected. Then he says, okay, flip the order. You wash, then you say Al Natiel Siadayim, then you say Asher Yatzar, and then you have your bread, you have amotzi and bread. He says, that's not good, because now your Asher Yatzar is being mafsik between Al Natiel Siadayim, the bracha, and the hamotzi. Basically, there's a three-step process when eating bread. You wash, you make the bracha on the Al Natiel Siadayim, then the bracha of Amotzi. Sticking in Asher Yatzer in between any of these steps is going to be a hefsik. And that's what we would be doing if we just washed one time and made back-to-back bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah does not like either of those suggestions. So then the Mishnah Berurah suggests, what if we just push off Asher Yatzer altogether? You went to the bathroom, you wash as you would for bread. You could, you know, use soap, as long as you're still using a cup and everything. You say the bracha on the Natiel Siadayim, say hamotzi, eat some bread, and then you say your Asher Yatzer. He says that's not ideal, because now you're pushing off your Asher Yatzer too much. Your Asher Yatzer is really supposed to be connected to your using the bathroom. And if you're going to do this, you're going to wash on the Natiel Siadayim, you're going to make the bracha on the Natiel Siadayim, you're going to say hamotzi, you're going to eat some bread, and then Asher Yatzer, that's too delayed, says the Mishnah Berurah. So what are you supposed to do? So in the end, he kind of does come back to the Mechaber says, but with an important clarification. He says, you wash twice, but you make sure that your first washing, which is post-bathroom for the Asher Yatzar, is not a halakhically valid washing for Al Natiel Siadayim. Namely, don't use a cup, don't use a kli, and only wash up till the knuckles, only your fingers. Don't wash up until the wrist. Because for a valid, we discussed this earlier in the 60s, a couple videos on washing for Natiel Siadayim, a valid hand washing for Al Natiel Siadayim requires a kli and should be done until the wrist. So if you're lacking these ingredients, technically I washed my hands and said Asher Yatzar, but I still need a better washing to make an Al Natiel Siadayim, and therefore, when I wash a second time appropriately, that Al Natiel Siadayim I'm going to say is not a bracha levatala, because that was a necessary washing, that second one. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. So regarding that myth I alluded to earlier, it's not such a myth. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes some poskim who say, as a chumrah, it's also then a good idea, after you wash the first time with an Asher Yatzar, to then dirty your hands by touching your hair, touching your shoes, and then you wash them a second time for Al Natiel Siadayim. The reason is because there are some poskim who would say B'shas Adchak, even if you don't have a kli, even if you only wash up to the knuckles, that's good enough for Al Netilas Yadayim. So for those poskim who then do think that first washing was sufficient for Al Netilas Yadayim, so if you make your hands dirty now, that's mechayiv you in a second washing. That shouldn't be relied on alone. You should do it, if you want to, as just a chumrah on top of already making sure that first washing was not done properly. Should just note that the Yerushalmi Mishnah Berurah quotes someone who once witnessed the Chafetz Chaim in this very situation do something else. He actually, it was suggestion too, if you remember from before. He washed once, he said Al Netilas Yadayim, then Asher Yatzar, then Hamotzi, and he ate. And that was also the practice of the Chazon Ish. The Asher Yatzar is an hefsek, they say, because it's like saying, you know, salt after you wash Al Netilas Yadayim. If it's necessary for the bread meal, then it's not a hefsek. And here, it's necessary for your cleaning of your hands. It's just interesting because the Mishnah Berurah specifically did not, you know, he rejected that idea in his Mishnah Berurah, but apparently it was done by him, and that's the opinion of the Chazon Ish. But what the Mishnah Berurah says is to do two washings, just the first one, make sure it's not done kehilchasa, and then the second one done kehilchasa, and the Netilas Yadayim on the second.